So I want to move on and talk about another topic. I really like the Oncology Grand Round series in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. And I see you and Hal Burstein and Seth Wander did a JCO Grand Rounds on blocking the cycle, cyclin-dependent kinase 4-6 inhibitor metastatic hormone receptor-positive breast cancer. You start out with a 68-year-old postmenopausal patient who gets diagnosed with bone mets while receiving adjuvant letrozole. Patient goes on palbo and fulvestrant, seems to be doing well. And this paper really reviews, I think, the clinical trial basis for what's going on in first-line therapy of ER-positive, HER2-negative disease. Can you kind of provide an update of where we are today compared to, say, a year ago? Some of the things that have come out over the past year in terms of our understanding of managing these patients.
Well, I think that the CDK4/6 story has been really impressive and remarkably helpful for our patients with advanced hormone receptor positive HER2 negative breast cancer. At this point in time, we have a total of 8 randomized phase 3 trials in the first line in the pretreated setting for advanced disease using the 3 agents, palbociclib, ribociclib, and abemaciclib. And remarkably, these studies, which are all basically the same design, endocrine therapy plus minus the CDK4/6 inhibitor, they all essentially have the same result. The hazard ratios are all about 0.5, 0.55, and they're all statistically significant. It doesn't seem to matter whether the drug is given first line or second line, what the endocrine partner is, pre or postmenopausal. You know, and I really think the major statement is these drugs work, and they are benefiting our patients by prolonging progression-free survival.
And I'll note, too, I'm sure you know that your colleague Hal Burstein, who's one of the co-authors with you on that paper, shows this slide where he puts the slide up and he says, I know I'm not supposed to do this, and if it really offends you, look away, but here's the, all 3 of the drugs together, and, you know, points out exactly what you just said, which is the hazard rate. But one of the questions that have come out is the issue of survival, because we really haven't seen much yet. I don't know if it's too early, but any thoughts about whether there really is a survival benefit, or is it just taking too long, or maybe it isn't even there, but maybe it's still justifiable to use it?
Well, for hormone receptor positive disease, as you know, this is a disease with a very long time course for patients. And so after receiving first-line endocrine or second-line endocrine therapy, they're going to go on and receive, you know, a dozen other different lines of therapy, endocrine and chemotherapy-based. So it becomes very difficult in these settings to demonstrate overall survival benefits when anything gained in the first-line setting sometimes gets a little bit washed out later on. This was very elegantly presented in a paper by Don Barry looking at this time post-progression, the TPP. I think that, you know, it'd be very interesting to see those PALOMA-3 overall survival results, although we also want to be waiting for the results from all of these randomized studies. You know, perhaps one day we'll have a meta-analysis of all of this that'll give us a little more insight. But I think an important aspect of these trials, and putting this in perspective with some of the other agents that have struggled a little bit with the overall survival question, for example, bevacizumab years ago, is that the CDK4/6 inhibitors are really very well-tolerated drugs. And, you know, we give these to patients and they are active, working, traveling, they're doing all their regular things. You know, a little different than patients who are getting bevacizumab with chemotherapy back in the day. And so one can say that having a doubling of progression-free survival is incredibly meaningful for these patients and certainly is deserving of continued use at this time.